You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. And Matt, is that time of year where everybody starts to put out their top lists.
Lots of lists.
Lots of lists. So Pete Prisco from CBS Sports, we talked about his top 100 list last year.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And
I think this is an annual thing for him now.
He beats everybody else out with his top 100 list.
The NFL one didn't come out yet. And,
yeah, ESPN,
and this is his, and it's not a bunch of votes either.
Right, this is just him.
Right.
So he put his out, and
the one thing I throw in, one preface thing, I didn't do the math before we did this, but I should have. I think it's like 5% of NFL players make the top 100.
Well, you figure 53 players
times 32. I mean, it's
you're talking almost 1,600 players, say over 1,600 players,
right,
in the league. And so,
so it's like 7% ish, something like that. So, I mean, if 7% of the radio shows or podcasts or lawyers or whatever made this list, I mean, just think about it in any walk of life.
Well,
I mean,
we would be number one.
Well, we'd be on it. Yeah. I mean, a lot of our listeners would make it. So, it's, you know, when your guy doesn't make it, it's a pretty tough list to make.
Yeah. So, number one, he's got a little different list, and I'll bet that the NFL or ESPN lists that come out are going to show. But he's got Legarius Sneed at number 100.
He's not a bad player. I mean, I don't know if he's there yet.
I don't know that I would put him in my top 100 yet.
I don't think he's the top 7% or whatever.
Same thing with his number 99, which is Darius Williams.
Okay. I mean, it's good to recognize those
young guys that are
playing
well. Two young defensive backs that have had really one good year.
They've had one good year and are presumably ascending. But whenever I do lists like that, I tend to give the guy that's done it 3 or 4 years in a row the nod.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Number 98, Tyler Lockett, who's probably going the other way.
Probably. He kind of finished the season kind of slow, but he's dangerous.
Number 97, another guy going the wrong way, Adam Thielen.
I suppose. Solid player, though. Yeah. I mean, he's a top 100 player.
Number 96, Wyatt Teller.
Yeah. He was pretty high on my interior offensive line list. I think he was fifth or so.
Number 95, Joe Burrow.
That's a tough one.
Like, I don't know that I can put him at 95 right now based on the fact that he played half a season.
They asked us for our podcast network to, hey, go fill out this form, your top 10 quarterbacks in the league. I didn't put him on. I think he'll be there someday. But if we're talking right now, like, I put Derek Carr ahead of him. I mean, I think Derek Carr's better than him right now. But, I mean, I'd much rather have Burrow.
For the long run, yeah.
Right.
Well, here's a good question for you then, because number 94 is Kyler Murray.
He didn't make my top 10 either, but he was a just missed.
So which one would you rather have moving forward?
I trust
They're both
Burrow.
Young.
I trust Burrow more, but I wouldn't mind building my team with either.
Yeah.
I trust Burrow more, though.
Number 93 is Kirk Cousins.
There might be a lot of quarterbacks on this list. Which I get, too. I mean, I'm not even being critical. They're super important. They're a hard thing to weigh. But he wasn't in my top 10 quarterbacks. I mean, is he an above-average player for his position?
No. I think he's the league average player for
his
position.
Like, I'm not sure I can put someone in the top 100 that's not a well-above-average player for their position.
Yeah,
but he's more valuable than Stephon Tuitt, who's better than him. You know what I mean? So how do you weigh it?
Number 92 is Jamal Adams.
I think that's fair.
He's
I think some people would have him like 50.
Yes, a lot of people would have him much higher.
Mm-hmm.
Until you start looking at his coverage stats, you're going, well, he can't cover anybody.
No.
I mean, of course you have him blitz all the time.
I think when you game plan for Seattle, you kind of pick on him a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, almost like a Bostic.
Yeah.
I mean, like you see him in the middle of the field and you want to get running backs on him. He makes a lot of plays. His presence is felt. But he only does one thing kind of well.
Yeah. Your safety and coverage is not your strong suit.
It's odd.
That's a problem.
Odd. It absolutely is.
91 is Elgton Jenkins.
Interior lineman for the Packers. Really good player. Yeah.
90. This is a tough one. Derwin James.
I would definitely want him in my 100. And
but where do you put him?
I mean,
he hasn't played the last 2 years.
Football. I mean, in 3 years he's been in the league. He's played, 20 games maybe at most? And probably less.
And they were all two, three years ago.
Right. He's clearly a special player. And I hope a year from now he's in the top 20. But he may be out of league a year from now. One more injury, you know what I mean? Like, that's a tough one.
89. This goes back to what we talked about with Teddy Bridgewater. DJ Moore.
Poor guy. We always say that. We talk fantasy. I mean,
He took more runs in the park last year than any receiver in the league without having the ball thrown his way. Just out there jogging up and down the field.
With
not jogging, but sprinting up and down.
Beating the D-backs and not getting the ball. Yep. Good player. I'm glad he got recognized. I think a lot would leave him off.
88, Matthew Stafford.
I'm a big believer in Stafford.
87, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. He's another one. I mean, he's kind of in the Derwin James category almost. Yeah. Right.
86, Joel Bitonio.
Yep. I mean, I had all three of the interior Browns guys high on my list.
85, Frank Ragnow.
He was also higher than the Browns guys.
84, Aaron Jones.
Yeah, he's a high-quality back.
83, Matt Ryan.
Hmm.
Now,
I'd rather Stafford.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Roethlisberger's not going to be on this list.
No, he's not.
If you ask me which quarterback I want right now, I might take Roethlisberger.
I might. This could be a disaster season for Ryan. Like, he's teetering on that edge where it could be a disaster season for Ben. I mean,
He could be in the same spot next year that Roethlisberger was in this year. They have no running game.
No.
Their defense is bad.
Well, he's going to have to throw to keep him. He's going to have to be a high-quality
So the only
player.
Reason Matt Ryan's on this list at 83 is because they got to throw all the time. He has great weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he's a great quarterback, though, anymore.
Yeah, if a genie came out of a bottle and said, we'll swap you Ryan for Ben this year.
Just for this year.
Just for this year. I'd probably do it, but I'd have to think about it. You know what I mean?
He needs to be productive. It's not a slam dunk, and he needs to be protected.
He needs to be protected, even more than Ben does at this stage of his career. He doesn't get out of the way. I mean, I think
he doesn't
shake
people off. No. There's none of that.
It could happen to either one of them or any of the old quarterbacks. But we might be talking about Ryan like we did Eli at the end.
Yeah.
You know, it's very possible.
He didn't have the physical talent of Roethlisberger.
He didn't have the baseline.
Ever. Yeah.
No.
And now
not.
It's fallen off pretty badly. Like,
mm-hmm. And he's not going to have Julio.
Yeah.
I'm a believer in him. You know, like, I think he'll throw for a lot of yards this year, but it could go bad quick.
82 is Tristan Wirfs.
Now he's a stud.
81, Odell Beckham.
I don't think I'd have him in my top 100
anymore. He wouldn't be in my top 100. I'm sorry.
No. It's been too long ago.
This isn't 2014 anymore.
Right. If it was a year removed or 1 year, you know, 2 years removed,
it was 1 or just 2 years of, okay, he played 9 games or he played 11
like
games.
Or, yeah.
It's been every year since in the last 5 years that he only plays half a season.
And the other thing that's different with, like, comparing him to, like, Derwin or Saquon, there's so many other receivers, you know.
That's the other thing.
There's 30 of them that you'd rather have now.
80 is Teron Armstead.
Yeah, he'd probably be higher for me.
79, Justin Simmons.
Some people think he's the best safety in the league. I mean, he got franchised 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
He doesn't stand
somebody
out. Like,
somebody put out the stats yesterday, I believe, on Twitter, measuring the top four safeties. It was Simmons. It was Minka Fitzpatrick. It was the kid from New Orleans.
Oh, Williams?
Williams, and there was another guy on there.
Maybe, what's-his-face from Cincy?
No, wasn't Jesse Bates. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Minka Fitzpatrick blew them all away in terms of every statistic, completion percentage, turnovers, forced, all that stuff.
And the other thing I bet that he blows them away at that is unrecordable is, I'm not throwing that way.
Yeah, how many times don't you make that pass?
I don't really want to do that. I mean, Ed Reed had to lead the league in that.
Yeah.
I mean,
you just ignore that
I'm not going to the deep middle right now.
78, Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, high-quality corner. He's probably a top-five corner.
77, Harrison Smith. That was the other safety that was on the
list. Okay. I think he's going the wrong way, though.
Yeah. He's 32.
Okay.
76, Keenan Allen.
Yeah. I mean, his consistency before and after Herbert is phenomenal. His depth of target went down a lot this past year.
Yeah.
He's getting to be an old man, you know, I mean.
And he never ran well to begin with.
He never ran well to begin with, but he's not going to fall off a cliff.
75, Danielle Hunter. Really good player until last season. He missed last season with a herniated disc in his neck. That's an issue.
Which is an issue. Julio's demanded all the talk lately, but there's been a little bit of rumbling that he could be a June 1st trade. I don't know how you trade for somebody that just had a neck problem.
Yeah, that's, right. I mean, he's going to really have to pass the...
But boy, he was great the last time we saw him.
Okay. 74 is Garrett Bowles.
I'm not on board with
that. No, 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 no.
All the great things that Mike Munchak did here might not be as good as turning Garrett Bowles into a quality player for where
he quit. They quit calling holding last year, right, which was his main problem.
He led the league every
year
in
penalties. He didn't stop holding. No, right. They just quit calling it.
They just quit calling it, so now he's great. Yeah. And they gave him a bunch of money, and boy, he's a former first-round pick.
And if they go back to calling holding this year, you wait and see. Garrett Bowles will be among the league leaders right, in holding penalties.
I mean, like, to have him ahead of Armstead's bonkers.
It's ridiculous.
Right, right. I'd much rather line up against Bowles. Especially if you're calling holding.
Yeah.
If holding's illegal again.
All right. 73 Miles Jack.
No, I don't see it. Pete's a Jacksonville
Pete's
guy.
Pete's from Jacksonville. Yeah. Pete started his career out covering the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Miles Jack is not the 73rd best player in the league.
He doesn't impact the game enough for me to do that.
72 is A.J. Brown.
And might be 10 in a year from now, in my opinion.
71 is Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah, somewhat of a down year, but you can't kill these guys for just having okay years after they were dominant the last couple.
70 is Ronnie Stanley.
Yeah, tough one, too, because of injury. I guess he played about 8 games, though.
Six, actually.
Only 6?
Yeah.
But, yeah, really good at it. I mean, if we're picking left tackles, he'd be one of my top 3 or 4.
69, Brandon Scherff.
I don't think he gets enough credit either. I mean, they franchised him 2 years in a row and are happy about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, they still think that's a deal.
68, Corey Linsley.
Probably the best center in the league. It'd be really good for Herbert now.
67, Calvin Ridley.
Yeah. We had a good discussion yesterday. If he doesn't have Julio, is it Juju without AB? I don't think so.
I think he's better than that,
to be honest. No offense to Juju, but I think he can do it on his own.
66 is J.J. Watt.
I think he needs to be on the list. I hope he's used in a,
differently.
Yeah, you know, at the right times and not relied on.
65 is Cam Hayward, the first Steeler.
I would probably go higher on that. Not being a homer, but I'm not sure. Besides Donald, there's not many interior D linemen I'm putting ahead of what Cam's been putting out there year after year.
I agree. 64, Andrew Whitworth.
I don't think he still belongs, but
he's not that high.
I get the respect, you know what I mean? But I don't think he's a top 100 player right now.
63, Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
62, Mike Evans.
Yeah.
61, DeMario Davis.
Really good player. Yeah. I mean, doesn't get the fanfare of some of the other linebackers, but he's put together a really good career for the Saints now.
60 is Minkah Fitzpatrick, who Prisco left off his list last year.
I remember that.
That was the big stinker.
Yeah, I think we'd both probably have Minkah in the top 50 somewhere, but it's a pretty prestigious list.
Well, we'll see as we go through.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd take a safety over him.
59, Chris Godwin.
Yeah, I mean, is he any different than Ridley?
58 is Jesse Bates. Now Jesse Bates is a fine player.
He's a fine player. And if he was on a high more,
if the Bengals offered you, if the Bengals offered you right now, Matt, you're the Steelers GM. We'll give you Jesse Bates in our first round draft pick, right now.
Well, now I'm thinking about it, for Minkah, because it's a top 5 pick, and I might need a quarterback next year.
But that's the only reason, like,
right. Yeah.
If they say, hey, we'll give you Jesse Bates in a 2 for Minkah Fitzpatrick, you're going to say no.
No, thanks. I'm happy.
He's
my
a far
guy.
Better player.
I'd love to have Bates, but
Bates won't tackle anybody.
Right. My guy's better. No, but I might need a quarterback, so I'll think about the first-round pick.
Yeah. 57, Ezekiel Elliott.
I would have Chubb well over Elliott right now.
Yeah.
That was the last back we mentioned, yeah.
56, Shaq Barrett.
Okay. I mean, he was perennially underrated. He might be a little overrated now, you know, because they just won the Super Bowl.
Right.
And, you know, he's a lot of good stuff around him. He's a really good player, but,
yeah.
He's in the spotlight now.
55, Michael Thomas.
I'm still on board with Thomas. I don't think he was healthy at any point last year.
No, I don't think so either. 54, Chandler Jones.
Yeah,
Speaking of guys who didn't play a lot last year.
I mean, he might be comeback player of the year type of guy, you know.
53, Darius Leonard.
I did my edge rankings 1 year ago. Chandler Jones was my number one.
Yeah.
You know. Who was the next one?
Darius Leonard.
Yeah, a high-quality linebacker, yeah.
52, Za'Darius Smith.
I think he gets a little too much hype, too, but I think he's a really good player. Being a Packers kind of helps him, but he's a good player.
51, Budda Baker.
he makes a lot of money and is a very good player, but he's not better than Minka.
No.
He's a different style of safety.
Different,
but,
yeah, he's a strong.
Right, he's a strong in a you know, slot and all those things, but I would rather have Minka.
50, Dak Prescott.
I might have him higher.
49, DeForest Buckner.
Yeah. I mean, DeForest Buckner versus Cam's a conversation.
Yeah. You got him 20 spots.
Yeah, I'd say, but they're not close on the list.
48, Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah. He plays a slot, too. Tough.
One 40, of the best 47, Grady Jarrett.
I'm glad he got mentioned. I don't have any problem with Jarrett over Cam Hayward. They don't look at all alike when they walk in the room. Yeah. But, I mean, they do what they do really well. And he's just on a bad D always.
46, Allen Robinson.
Yeah. He would be pretty high on my receiver list. And was, actually. Just has never had a good situation.
45, Justin Jefferson.
Pretty rich. I mean, again, I'm going to be harder on rookies, but I often said this in Minnesota when Diggs was there. You watch the tape, the defensive coordinators were more afraid of Diggs and Jefferson than they were Thielen.
Yeah.
Not that they thought Thielen was a slouch, but it tells you a lot, you know, because Thielen is really good, and if teams are more worried about the other guy, then that guy's really good.
44, Lavonte David.
Yeah. Yeah.
43, Leonard Williams.
I'm cool with that. Never going to be a high sack dude. You know, people made fun of the Giants for drafting them or for trading for them.
Here's one that's way too high. This is based off reputation. 42 is DeMarcus Lawrence. He was not the 42nd best player in the league last year.
Plays the run really well. Gets a ton of attention because he's the only good player on the defense. I don't know that he's an elite pass rusher.
Not anymore.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
41, Bobby Wagner.
He'd probably be like 80th for me.
Yeah.
He'd probably be on the list, but not that high. Yeah, Wagner's still a great player. I think he's going to the Hall of Fame.
40, Chase Young.
Yeah. He might be second at the end of next year.
39, DK Metcalf.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a refined player, but you're not real happy about lining up against him for 60 snaps. You know what I mean?
38, Justin Herbert. That is way too high. Pete is way overvaluing the young quarterbacks.
Herbert over Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
I mean, with how good they are right now, and we're not talking about who you're starting your team
who
with.
Who you think they're going to be at the end of the season.
I mean, the thing with the young quarterbacks is expectations are always so low.
Yes.
Like, Baker lit it up for
as good
12
as
games as a rookie.
As good as the stats. The stats,
stats
were,
great.
Were good last year. He didn't win any games.
He didn't win many
same
games.
Same thing with Burrow.
Right, right. And same with Mayfield a couple years before that. You know, it's almost if you don't stink as a rookie.
Everyone thinks he's going to be really
he's
good.
He's phenomenal. And I have all of the I love Burrow. I love Herbert. I'd love to build my team around him. I hope the Steelers find someone just like them down the road. But they weren't flawless. There was three or four games against, like, Belichick-type defenses.
They looked like they were seeing ghosts.
Herbert was off his mark. One of the Pro Football Focus stats about him, it's a little alarming, is he wasn't great in a clean pocket, you know, which is, you would think he would be, you know, and he probably will be, but it's, you know, it's a red flag. He's not a top five or six quarterback right now.
No. 37, Alvin Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
36, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah. I mean, he's never getting worse.
35, Darren Waller.
I'm cool with that. They use him extremely well.
34, Tyrann Mathieu.
I respect him. That might be a little high.
I think he's a little high. I'm guessing that's probably about the highest of safety is on this list. He's not the best safety in the league.
I mean, if he was a Texan, would we be talking about?
Right.
I mean, you see him in all the playoff games, and he's a high-profile dude. Love to have him on any team, but I think I'd have him a little
low. Here's this one's off the reservation as well here with this one. 33 is Devin White.
That's way too high.
Lavonte, if you flip-flop, Lavonte David's a better player.
White's highlights are great, and he shows up in the Super Bowl, and he's very, very talented, and he's got a super bright future. But if you put his low-light tape on, you would say, boy, this guy's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hit or miss, and people don't think
Lavonte David is by far the better player.
By far the better player right now.
32, Cameron Jordan.
Quality. I mean, he's had a heck of a career and consistent.
31, Fred Warner.
Might be the best linebacker in the league right now.
30, Chris Jones.
See, I think he's one interior lineman that's better than Cam.
He lists him as a defensive end here.
Yeah, but he's an interior guy, right, you know, especially pass rush downs.
29, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he's a tough one to slot too, but you got to respect his, you know, hard to play against.
28, Julio Jones. I don't think he's that guy anymore.
I just don't think he's quite as fast. I don't think he runs away from people the way he used to. Yeah. And durability's got to be factored in there. I mean, he misses time.
27, David Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
26, Quentin Nelson.
He was my top interior player. He's great, but he's not Larry Allen.
No, he's not. he's not that John dominant. Hannah.
Right, yeah.
Top 10 great. Guy. I think, right. You know, in some previous ones, he's ranked in the top 10. There's no way he's one of the top 10 players in the league.
No, I agree.
25, Joey Bosa.
I think he gets a little underrated, too, partially because his brother came in and did so well.
Yeah. 24, Xavien Howard.
Takes the ball away. He's been pretty darn good. He's not overwhelming speed-wise, things like that, but that's, yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
23, Deshaun Watson.
I'd have him higher. I understand not even having him on the list, but he's a football player, and he's one of the best 100 in the world. I think he's one of the best 10 in the world.
22, George Kittle.
I think that's fine. A year ago, I would have had him in my top 6 or 7.
Yeah, he missed a bunch of games last year.
Can't keep missing games.
Yeah. 21, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. The handful of those guys on this list.
20, Khalil Mack.
He still might be the best edge in the league. For some reason, he doesn't get talked about quite as much as he should. I don't think he's declining. That's probably fair, if not higher.
No, he didn't. He only had 9 sacks last
year. Yeah, I know, but he's still a pain in the butt to play against.
19, Dalvin Cook.
Interesting that he's probably the number one. Maybe he's not. Henry hasn't been mentioned yet, but okay. I mean, Cook's really good. I'd have McCaffrey over him, but Cook's a little more reliable lately.
18, Zach Martin.
He was my second-ranked interior lineman, but I don't think he's going to go down. I'm going to be a little prejudiced against interior offensive linemen. Like, if you're in the top 10, 15, 20, you kind of have to be an all-time
great.
You
need to affect the game in a major way.
And he's really good, but and he probably goes to the Hall of Fame, and they missed him a lot last year when he was out, but he's not Larry Allen. He's not Steve Hutchinson. He's not Fanica, you know?
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
17, Nick Bosa.
Okay. I don't know which Bosa's better. Joey's easier to count on.
Well, Nick missed 14 games last year because of a torn ACL. 16, Trent Williams.
I thought he was the best. I think he's the best offensive lineman in the league. But he's 33 or something.
Oh, yeah. He's getting up in age.
Yeah, and they just gave him a ton of money.
15, Jalen Ramsey.
I think he's the best corner in the game.
14 is Jair Alexander.
Mm-hmm. I could get that. We had a Packers guy on our show today, and it was like, you guys have in contention for the best quarterback, left tackle, wide receiver, and corner in the league. There's like the 4 most important positions on the field.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
13, Tyreek Hill.
He was my number one receiver, just because I would hate to play against him.
12 is Stephon Diggs.
Great year. I think Hill's a little more dangerous.
11, Derrick Henry.
I get it. I got a lot of heat for this, but he was like 5th on my running back list. You got to catch a ball.
Yeah. Today's game, that matters.
I mean, I didn't read this, but he had Chubb at 70 or so. I bet he dinged him a little for not catching the ball. Chubb and Henry are the same to me.
Yeah, except Chubb might be more explosive.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
Henry's freakier.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen one like him, and he's more productive and a little more proven, but they're kind of the same.
10, Josh Allen.
That's a little rich for me. I'm sorry. I mean, I respect him. I think he's phenomenal.
He had a heck of a season last year.
Yeah. You know, I don't think he's going to come back to earth, but that's pretty rich.
9, Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm. He's in contention for the second best defensive player in the league.
8, Russell Wilson.
He finished very poorly last year.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had this conversation at mid-year, he was 1 and 1A with Mahomes for me as the best quarterback in the league. But he had 6 to 8 games that he was part of the problem, not the solution.
7, Davante Adams.
I get it. I mean, he's coming off a phenomenal year. He might be the best receiver in the league.
I don't know that it's like talent-wise, he's the best, though.
I actually said that a while ago, too, because
if you ask Aaron Rodgers, he gave Aaron Rodgers true serum and said, would you rather have Stephon Diggs or Davante Adams?
Tyreek.
You know,
like Tyreek was my one. It's funny because I said this a year ago because I had Michael Thomas as my number one a year ago and Adams as my two. But I kind of said, none of these guys are Calvin or T.O. or Andre Johnson that are just crazy, freaky, you know, physically.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great players.
Six, T.J. Watt.
Cool. I would imagine that's second best defensive player. I can't think of anyone else besides Donald that
is
going to go.
Five over. Is Travis Kelce.
I think he's now in the conversation for best tight end ever. Not named Gronk. Like, he's in that all-time great conversation. He's had put 5 years together that are ridiculous.
Four is Tom Brady.
That's too high, but who's to throw stones at that? You know, I mean, the resume is ridiculous. He just won the Super Bowl. I don't know that he's the second-best quarterback in the league, or third-best.
Third-best, yeah.
Right.
Three is Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Two is Aaron Donald.
He could be one.
And one is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So we saw three Steelers on the list.
Yes.
Just missing. There was only one.
Oh, you did just miss list?
And it's just missed. That being David DeCastro.
Which I think is fair. I don't think he was great last year. Most years he'd be a top 100-ish player throughout his career.
Yeah.
Probably 70 to 100 throughout his career.
If we're having this conversation a year from now.
Yeah. I think Bush is the obvious one that you think could take the jump.
I think Najee Harris could make the list.
Yeah.
I think
Tua could make the list.
Tua maybe should have been on the list this year.
Should have been in consideration this year. One more year
like
he had this
past year. There weren't many defensive tackles on there, but he should have at least gotten mentioned.
Right. He's in the same tier as the bottom group of defensive tackles. You're right. There wasn't a lot of defensive. There was no Fletcher Cox.
Right. Fletcher Cox is another one that's in the, you know, Harris is in that list. I'm looking here at defensive tackle. Jeffrey Simmons, guys of that nature.
Two, it's on that tier without question. And could be knocking on the door of top, you know, 80, 90, whatever.
And I think, you know, you could see Claypool or Deontay Johnson.
I was thinking the receivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben could, too.
Well, yeah, there's
you
that.
You know what I mean? I mean, we had that conversation already.
There's like nine quarterbacks or so on that list. That
if he gets a team to 10 or 11 wins.
Again,
and
if the Vikings called up the Steelers and said, okay, for this season only,
mm-hmm.
we'll offer you Kirk Cousins straight up for Ben Roethlisberger.
I don't think you do it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I get the declining and I get the worries and all that, but I sort of trust them. You know what I mean?
Nobody is. I mean,
nobody's. Everyone's putting digging the grave already, which I don't quite understand. But no, I think he's got a chance. I think Harris has a chance. Probably no other linemen. Probably none of the tight ends. I think Deontay and Claypool certainly could be in the mix.
Although
Juju's not that far off.
No, he's not.
A couple years away, probably from being in there.
You know, if let's say Harris goes out and rushes for 1,400 yards mm-hmm. and catches. You know, 40 passes for another.
Wins rookie of the year.
Yeah.
You know, right.
Then you could see a Steelers offensive lineman or two on that.
I'd say, besides DeCastro, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure who would make that jump to be a top 100. You'd hope it'd be a guy like Green.
Maybe it's Dotson or somebody
right.
else.
Right. Maybe.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I don't think that's crazy talk, but they're probably 2 years away.
Yeah. I mean, nobody was talking about the offensive lineman for the Packers, the interior guy.
Jenkins.
Right.
Like, or even like a Wyatt Teller.
Jenkins was like a third round pick.
Yeah. I think Teller was a fourth for the Browns, too, kind of like Dotson, you know what I mean? I guess Hayden could be sort of in the conversation. He's more the next 100, I would say, though.
Yeah, probably be on his way down.
Probably not going to jump up. Bush is the one you want to see in there, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan.
Yeah.
And frankly, White's in there, Devin White. Bush is pretty much an equal player to him right now, in my opinion. It's just different circumstances this past year. You know,
he got seen a lot more in the playoffs, and he happens to play beside a great player.
Which certainly
who was ranked behind him, which makes
and
sense.
And Bush didn't get a chance to prove himself for a lot of the year.
Yeah. But that is going to do it for this segment. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Jacob Recht here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.